to our ninth grade sort of welcome to high school sort of thing, and you filled out like that big long sheet, you still want to fill out these cards because we let you put multiple choices and we want you to just now decide like which is the one that you want to do. So make sure you fill these out. We're going to send these cards and the group, like the whole, everybody who signed up for the different serving teams, to the serving team leaders tomorrow. So we want to make sure that everyone who wants to be a part of the serving team is on that list. And so you want to fill it out today.
I have some questions.
Yeah.
So are we going to get a new one for next semester?
Yeah, so that's a great question. If mid-semester you would like to switch serving teams, that's completely fine. We want you to try to stay on the same serving team for at least a semester so you can really try to feel it out and build relationships with the people in there. But if you're like, hey, I've burned myself 8 times in the perk and I just can't handle the coffee thing, that's completely fine. You can switch. Can you throw on the light over there, Nathan? All right, so today, guys, we're going to be talking about For the Win. Last week, we started a series called For the Win. And so we're talking about basically how do you win in life? What does this look like? And last week we talked about using gentle words over harsh words really sets us up for the win in terms of drama and when drama comes about. So today we're talking about something a bit different. We're going to be talking about doing, taking us where talking never will. And so I know that a lot of you have just started school. Who finished 1 week this week? Just 1 week this week. Okay, hands down. Who's finished 2 weeks so far? 2 weeks or more? And who hasn't started yet?
Bro-B!
Yeah, right there. Okay, good. All right. So, here's the thing. When I was in school, I loved the start of school because I get all of my school supplies together. I mean, I packaged them together, they were all fresh and clean, and nobody had doodled on the covers of anything. It felt so good. My backpack was actually cleaned out. There weren't like crumbs in the bottom of it. My locker wasn't yet a trash can. I had like everything perfectly ready to go. And I had high hopes that this was going to be the year. Every year this happens. This was going to be the year where I didn't procrastinate, where I wrote down all my assignments, where I worked really hard and I practiced my instrument. I played the flute, that I practiced my instrument really, really well. And I made first chair. And I mean, I had all of these high hopes. This is going to be the year where I actually have enough time to spend time with God in the morning. I'm going to wake up extra early and just make sure that everything is covered, right? It didn't take more than 3 weeks before every single one of those hopes just totally fell apart. And I mean, trash can locker and crumb bag, lunchbox with old, dirty banana peels that just sit in the bottom. Like it was a mess, right? And I failed over and over again. Now, I don't know how many of you can relate to that scenario of this year, you're coming in and you're like, yeah, this is going to be the year where things are going to go good. I'm going to do it right. I'm going to work really hard and we're going to keep it together. But oftentimes, the I'm going to do it right and I'm going to work really hard turns really quickly into, I should have worked really hard and I should have done it right. And I shouldn't have procrastinated. Those gonna's turn into shouldn't's real, real fast. Shouldn't's. Is that a word? Shouldn't's? It is now. Oftentimes, the reason this happens is because we don't really pay attention to the obstacles in front of us of getting those gonna's done, right? I'm using all sorts of great words today. Right here. Okay? All of those, we don't pay attention to the obstacles that are in front of us. We don't really view how hard those things actually are. And so in order to make those gonna's turn into done's, another one, like done's, to get the gonna's done. Okay, you actually have to have a plan. You really, really need a plan. Now, I know that it's super fun to talk about getting all of your college applications done. And I know it's super fun to talk about making the basketball team. And it's fun to talk about all of those different things and dream about what you're going to accomplish this year. But you know what's not fun? Making a plan for it to actually happen. But if you don't have a plan, it's not going to happen. If you don't have a plan, it's not going to happen. And there's a couple reasons why it's not going to happen. One is, if you don't have a plan, you're gonna get distracted. Like, last night, I was working on something, and then all of a sudden, something popped in my head about how witty I was, and so I went onto social media, and I posted this witty thing, and then every 5 minutes, I checked back on social media to see how many people had commented on it, or like retweeted it, and all that sort of stuff, and all of a sudden, I burned through 3 hours. I got distracted, right? This happens a lot. Another reason why we don't get it done if we don't have a plan is because we feel insecure about getting it done. Sometimes what happens is we go to do something and we're like, ooh, I didn't do it last time. I probably am not so good at it. So maybe I just shouldn't do it. Maybe if I procrastinate, maybe if I just don't do it, it'll go away and it'll be easier later or something like that. It doesn't happen. It doesn't happen, right? It doesn't happen. Another thing that happens is we start to tell ourselves lies about how important that thing is. We tell ourselves, you know what? That English paper is not nearly as important as finishing the third season of Scandal. So obviously, does anybody watch Scandal?
No,
I do.
Okay, I don't watch Scandal either.
My parents don't.
They watch it, but they won't let you watch it. Oh, that's good. All right, so whatever it is, we tell ourselves these lies about how that thing actually isn't that important. And for all of these reasons, we don't make the done-us done-us. All right? They become should-us instead. Oh, man. So what do we do? What do we do? How do we win when it comes to these done-us? What I want you to do is you can share your Bible. I want you to open up your Bible to the book of Proverbs, right? You can look at the book of Proverbs. In the middle of your Bible, if you open straight in the middle in Psalms, go to the right a little bit further, and you'll get to the book of Proverbs, all right? Proverbs chapter 14. Share it with your seatmate or your seatmate. and you read the book, it's going to significantly, like, 1,000 times better chances of you being set up for success, right? And so what Solomon is saying in here is he says, but all hard work brings profit. Doesn't guarantee that you're going to make whatever it is that you want, but you will profit from it. So there's three different ways that you will profit. One way you're going to profit is you're going to live with less regret. You're not going to be constantly thinking, oh, I should have done different things. I shouldn't have spent, you know, stayed up till 2 in the morning watch Pretty Little Liars. No, not that either. Nobody, Pretty Little Liars.
Grey's Anatomy.
Grey's Anatomy. In the morning watching Grey's Anatomy. Still, no. Okay, so your profit is that you will have less regret. Another piece of profit is you'll actually have more control over your future. You're going to have more control over where you're going and when you're going to go there, because you have worked hard to get somewhere. The other piece of profit is personal pride. When you've given up over and over again and you haven't worked hard on something, you start to feel kind of like a loser. Sometimes that can happen. But when you've followed through with something, when you've worked hard at something, you can feel self-confident and you can feel like you really, really accomplished something. So you have a sense of pride. Another piece of profit is respect. And not only respect from your peers, I mean, that can happen, but adults will respect you also if you follow through with this stuff. Because seriously, like, when I see a student that follows through on what they say they're gonna do, I like take note. I'm like, well, that kid is going places. I want to give that kid more responsibility. I want to give that kid more freedom. And all of a sudden, you start to gain the respect of your elders, your adults. And that's huge. Your adults can help you get places that you could never get to on your own. So that's another piece of profit about adults. Now, if you are not a Christian, you may be thinking, why does this matter? Here's the thing. If you're not a Christian, this totally matters. This can get you really, really far in life. This can help you out significantly. But if you are a Christian, this matters even more, because not only can it help you win in this life, but you also have an opportunity to glorify God by doing these things. You have an opportunity to glorify the Heavenly Father by working hard at the things in front of you. So how do you work hard? These are really simple. All I'm going to tell you is you've got to decide what is it you really want. You've got to decide what is the end goal. What am I trying to accomplish? And then you have to make a plan. And not just a plan like, oh, well, I want to go to Harvard and my plan is going to be work really hard. No, like a legit plan. Like, what are you going to do this week plan? What are you going to accomplish this semester plan in order to get there? Whatever your goal may be, maybe it's not Harvard, it has nothing to do with college or anything like that. Whatever your plan is, whatever your goal is, you would create a really detailed plan of this is how I'm going to get there. This is how I'm going to do it. And that's what you got to do. You got to understand that God, I know that you guys care a lot about your future, but here's what I want you to hear. God cares way more about you and your future than you ever could. He cares way more about you and your future than you ever could. And God has these great things planned for you. But sometimes it requires hard work for you to get there. And that hard work is how you then get set up for the next thing that is coming. And so I want you guys, in your groups, you're going to have, there's some questions and some conversation you're going to have. But ultimately where you're going to end up is we want you to create a plan for how to get to where you want to go. So in your groups, go ahead and take that conversation. Go.